Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey guys, have you thought before, or are you currently thinking, my life is sucky? What am I supposed to do? In this week's episode, I got you covered. I'm going to discuss three powerful steps that will help transform your life. No matter how sucky it is right now, I promise, stay tuned in the episode for those three things that are going to help improve the quality of your sucky life. But first, are you liking what I'm putting out? Are you listening to my podcast or watching my YouTube videos? And I would love you to like, subscribe, share with a friend. Also, I have some exciting things going on. Twice a month, I email my tribe and join my newsletter. I would be honored to have you join my tribe. How do you do that? Go to my website, CamilleBauer.com, click on newsletter and sign up. I'm going to be sending you guys amazing stuff every single month. You can reply back and ask me questions. Anyway, it's great. I love it. Back to the nitty-gritty of this week's episode, okay? Let's keep it real. It is hard, and I think a lot of people think, I just have to put on a fake smile and fake it when my life is sucky. But inside, you feel like you're falling apart. I don't want you to just put the Band-Aid over the top and pretend you're okay and put on a smile and everything will be okay. That is not what I'm going to share today. And I know when you're going through something hard, that's the last thing you want to hear. Sometimes you want to punch people in the face who are just like, oh, just smile. And it's like, are you really? You have no clue what I'm dealing with. So I'm going to be speaking to you today if you are dealing with problems and heartache. Because let's face it, everyone deals with problems. If you're alive and you're part of the human race, guess what? You're going to have challenges. Disease, divorce, betrayal, not having what you think you should have by this stage of your life, what you're not looking the way you think you should look, the stress of everyday life. Maybe you don't have big things, but you just aren't really satisfied and happy. Challenges knock on everyone's door. If you are not currently experiencing a challenge, congratulations. You just wait, though. Your number's coming up. And there's nothing to be wrong with that, right? And I know you think you might be dreading the thought of a trial or a challenge, or you're in one right now, but it's actually a good thing. It is good because you can grow and you can learn and you can become better. And this week, I really want to speak to the fact that if your life is legitimately hard and sucky, we can pull out of it. We can change our perception and our view. And I know it sounds trite sometimes, just like, just go ahead and think positive thoughts. Well, that's hard to do. That is really hard to do when life is hard. But the first step when life's hard is you need to change your emotional state, how you think and how you feel. So if you're thinking about all the sucky things that are going on in your life, your hurt, your heartache, the cancer diagnosis, the myriad of things if you're focusing on, you're going to be weighed down and feel like your life's sucky. Have you guys heard of Viktor Frankl before? Okay, if you haven't, his book is incredible, but I just wanted to give you a little synopsis on him and his life. In 1942, just 9 months after his marriage, he and his family were sent to concentration camps. His father died there of starvation and pneumonia. In 1944, Frankl and the surviving memories of his family were taken to Auschwitz, where his mother and his brother were gassed. His wife later died, and Frankl spent a total of 3 years in 4 different concentration camps. If anyone can say their life sucked, it could be him. But he chose to focus on gratitude and meaning in his suffering. Here's a quote from him. Everything can be taken from a man or a woman, I'll add, but one thing. The last of the human freedoms to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. In 1946, he wrote Man's Search for Meaning, and it became quickly an international bestseller. And in 1991, Man's Search for Meaning was listed as one of the 10 most influential books in the U.S. Change your outlook by focusing and trading bitterness and resentment and anger with gratitude, grace, and appreciation. And I know you're thinking, okay, yeah, that sounds good, but how do I do that? This is what I do for a living. I help people like you figure it out. If you've been trying on your own and you need some help, I would be honored to walk this journey with you and help you. That's what I do. I'm a mentor, a coach. You can sign up for a mentoring session on my website. The first one is free, and we'll just see if, hey, we jive together. If what I have and my style can help you in your life, because I know from what I've gone through in my heart that I can help others and help you transform your thoughts and your focus. But today I'm going to give you a little snippet of what you can do. So if you're like, hey, I want to try it, what can I do? Change your focus. Where your focus goes, we know energy flows. Okay, so three steps. One, every morning take 5 minutes and focus on gratitude. What are things you are grateful for? Think about it. Sometimes it's really hard to find something you're grateful for. I know when my husband was diagnosed with terminal cancer, you know, it was my late husband. It was hard. It was impossible to even think of the concept of, hey, you need to be happy or try to be grateful. And it's like, what? But I had God whisper to my heart and my mind that I was wasting the days I did have with him wishing for our lives to be different. So we are, in our DNA, made for joy and happiness. So if you're dissatisfied because you aren't as happy as you want to be, that's natural and normal. So what are you grateful for? Think about it. Marinate with it and focus on that. You know, the fact that he was alive and I could talk to him and be in his presence was something that I could be grateful for. The fact that, you know, now that he's passed and I know how amazing a relationship should be, I'm so grateful to be in the incredible marriage that I'm in now. And I value and appreciate so much from my now husband because of what I've been through. It has completely changed. I changed my focus. You know, when something's bothering you, change to gratitude. When they're doing something that makes you crazy in your relationship, whether that be your children or a spouse or a partnership, change your focus, okay? Focusing on gratitude. What are you thankful for? Number two, throughout the day, when a frustration arises, when you want to punch somebody in the face who rightly deserves it, go back to that place of gratitude. So go back to the place of gratitude. Shift your focus. There's so much power in that. Your focus determines the quality of your life. So what are you focusing on? Number three, do something for someone else. When you are struggling and you feel your life sucky, reach out to someone else. There's scientific studies done that show, and it's proven, when you give to others, you only gain back. When you help reach out to somebody when you're sad and when you're hurting, it's going to help you. Just like a boomerang, it comes right around and it will help heal your heart and help heal your soul and help mitigate those sucky feelings that you're having. So remember, if you're feeling like my life is sucky and I need a change, first off, think your life is not as sucky as Viktor Frankl's was. That's true. It's all about your thoughts, right? It's all about how you're choosing to look at it, how you're choosing to focus on it. So remember the three things. One, focus on gratitude. Two, throughout the day, refocus on gratitude. What is going right? You know, there is always somebody out there that wishes for what you have. No matter how sucky your life is, someone would trade places with you. So honor the space you're in and change that focus continually, especially as you're new at this and you're starting to work your way into the habit of happiness and the habit of gratitude. You continually need to refocus, refocus, refocus. Number three, again, do something for somebody else. And if you're needing help with any of these things, hit up my website. Also, I have a free program. Free. You're welcome. Go to my website, CamilleBauer.com, and it is 4 days, 4 ways to turn your setbacks into setups. And that is like, you sign up for it, and then each day is a video of me with created homework that you're going to get that will help you with that thing, and it's 4 days. And so check that out. It's for free on my website, or if someone you know is struggling, pay it forward and sign them up or send them the link for the program. And I love you guys, and I hope this month of November that you are marinating and focusing on the power of gratitude. I know it's kind of annoying to see people's grateful posts if you're not feeling too grateful. I have been a part of that club too, where I'm like, oh, I cannot wait till the month of November's over because my life sucks and I don't want to see how great everybody else's life is. But if you're in that spot, change your focus and re-changing your focus and helping others out. So I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. And remember, if your life sucks, you can change it. You have the power to change your focus. It's a gift that all of us have, no matter how sucky our life may appear.